I got a chill that I can't shake, and I think it's from your touch. I'm waiting for the clocks to turn so the sun won't blind my eyes.
Well, I love this segment for many, many reasons. First of all, we've been having the opportunity to play all this terrific music that's going to be that's attached to the Fresh Grass Festival, the eighth annual Fresh Grass Festival that is happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Mass Mocha. I also love the segment because we get to talk to our friends from Mass Mocha, and in particular, we get to talk to Sue Killam and Jody Joseph, who are always a blast to talk to, so we welcome them. Fresh Grass is a wonderland of traditional and cutting-edge bluegrass tucked into the 19th century factory that turned 21st century museum. That is Mass Mocha, an opportunity for enthusiasts to both appreciate and participate. Fresh Grass is a family-friendly venue. It's brimming with the brightest talent, and oh my goodness, the people who are coming. Flogging Molly, Trampled by Turtles, Indigo Girls, Ricky Skaggs, and Kentucky Thunder, just to name a few. And that is true. There's like million, like I'm leaving off Bailiff Fleck just to give you an example. We'll talk about all those. Sue Killam and Jody Joseph are here to tell us more. Sue is the managing director for the performing arts and film at Mass Mocha. Jody is the museum's director of communications, and it's a great pleasure to have you both here. How are you?
We're great.
Thanks
excellent,
for Joe.
Us. Well, thank you for schlepping
for
over.
Intro.
I know it's. I know you. I got a million things to do. I got to go drive to Albany. So thank you for getting in the car and doing that. I appreciate
it's
that.
It's much more like, oh, I have a million things to do. Let's go drive to Albany. Absolutely.
Well, I hope that's even
I signed
sort
right
of
up.
True. well, that's great. So, oh my goodness, this is really cool. So who wants to tell me the quick history of Fresh Grass, of how this festival got to came to be originally?
Fresh Grass, 8 years ago, came to Mass Mocha. It was very homespun. We had a producer, Chris Wadsworth, who was really interested in bluegrass and was like, hey, will you put on a bluegrass festival? And so the first year we did it really quickly and at sort of a test run to see if it was something that might be of interest. And every year since then, we just keep growing and growing, and it gets better and better. And we've added so many things, and our producer Chris Wadsworth's dedication to sort of new, up-and-coming, next-generation bluegrass musicians is inspiring, and it's a really fun festival, and we keep getting to do it.
This is the eighth year of Fresh Grass, and it's the Trampled by Turtles was our headliner the very first year. And it's our first return visit.
It's the first return visit. That is
right.
Awesome.
I think they'll be surprised to see all the places we've gone.
There were 400 people in the audience that first year, at peak.
Well, that's what you expect. I mean, it was originally a much smaller event, and it has grown over the years. Did you have any idea that it would become what it has become?
We never thought it would be the opportunity to get Flogging Molly fans and the Indigo Girls fans all in the same place at one time.
So
it has definitely exceeded our musical expectations, and the fact that thousands and thousands of people come from all over the region. We have a huge audience that comes in from Boston, all the way Plattsburgh and Syracuse. It's really incredible that people love this festival, and they come year after year, and they come from pretty far away.
Okay, when it comes to the actual programming of it, what goes into that in the sense of what are you looking for? You mentioned Flogging Molly, you mentioned Trampled by Turtles, you mentioned the Indigo Girls, of course, and then all of the other acts and groups that are coming. So what are you looking for? What is the requirements?
I think that we're looking for folks who are inspired by the traditional pieces or elements of bluegrass music, but that also think differently or think outside the box of it or bring a different angle to bluegrass music. We're definitely not only bluegrass music, but we are influenced by other styles like Flogging Molly, Indigo Girls, Yakuba Sissoko. So many different angles on looking at that sort of roots music bluegrass feel. And I think that is really what directs who we're choosing and what we're bringing. We're also really interested in to bring a local flavor and a young flavor. Like, what is the next generation thinking about when they're playing bluegrass? So that's sort of all the different ways that we're looking at who we're bringing. And we added Fresh Scores, which is the film score where we do commissions to do live bluegrass music to films. And that's been a really exciting way for us, too, to sort of challenge current bluegrass and roots music stars to think differently again about bluegrass music and where we're going and where bluegrass can take us.
And what do you, what have you learned about audiences in that of as you bring younger people in performing? I assume your audience becomes younger, or it's still mixed?
It's mixed, and I think actually that's one of the best things about a lot of the, what we do at Mass Mocha, but especially Freshgrass, is that we are really bringing in new people who might not understand or think they love bluegrass music to find that they do. And we're also broadening the horizon a little bit of other people who know what they like about bluegrass music, but then haven't really thought about it in connection to a film score or in that different realm. So I think it's a really great mixing, sort of melting pot of audiences.
We also do a fantastic contest. It's like an American Idol for bluegrass. Yeah. We have four different categories: band, fiddle, banjo, and a songwriter competition. So we people submit themselves as contestants in these four categories, and then they compete on stage in front of a panel of judges, which this year will include, among others, the Indigo Girls, and the audience. So folks who are coming to see Flogging Molly, for instance, get to sit in on these very young bands, like, doing their things and have all these opportunities for musical discovery throughout the weekend.
And they're really good if they're there, right? I mean,
they're
that's the
so
thing.
Good. Yeah. They leave Mass Mocha and they go to Nashville. Part of the prize package is that they go to Nashville and record an album. And often they're signed to the label whom we partner with in that effort. Like, this is a major launching pad for young musicians.
Wow. And when did that come into the equation?
I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, pretty early on. It was always one of Chris's ideas about the festival and what the festival could be and how it really made an impact into the industry and really helped launch people. So we did it pretty early, and we have really stuck with it. And I find, too, from an audience perspective, they love the award session. They love to get in there and watch the contestants do their final, you know, bidding for the who's going to be the winner. And I also find, you know, the bands, the winners come back the next year to the festival and are one of our performers. And you'll also find loyalists who saw them at the awards and now are coming back to see them again. So, well, it's exciting.
It's a great idea. It's very exciting. And I think people like to be a part of a discovery, right? You like to be a part of something of, I was there when this group performed for the first time or was one of their early emergings. So with that, how is this all going to roll out from the 14th to the 16th? You want to walk us through
the schedule?
Sure.
Why not? We open gates on Friday at 5 o'clock, and we start with Rihanna Giddens in the Hunter Center doing her commission, brand new work. She's an incredible, if you haven't seen her before, seeing her perform is one of the most amazing. She's a vocalist. She's creator. She's just so wonderful.
Transcendent.
Yeah, transcendent is such a great word for her. And so we sort of start off strong with that. We also, in Courtyard D, have Whiskey Tweedy Roadshow, one of our very local favorites. We've had them a couple times, and they sort of captivated so many of our audiences last year on our local stage that we had them sort of help launch our festival on Friday. And then we move into Joe's Field, which is our main stage venue. And we have
Trampled by Turtles
is, and Della May. So we have a great Joe's Field set. And then we do a late night set with Yonder Mountain String Band in Courtyard D. So Friday night is strong and kicking and going to be
a super party.
A super fun party. It's going to keep going. And then Saturday we start all over again at 10:30 in the morning, and we have workshops and we have the awards and we have all the stages going, and we have the Fresh Root stage, which is our local bands. And then we have Indigo Girls and Flogging Molly and a tribute to the Grateful Dead, and also a late night that night with the Steep Canyon Rangers. And then Sunday we start all over again at 10:30 in the morning with workshops and the award bands and the local stages. And we end, sadly, on Sunday evening with Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder.
Wow.
I think another one of the highlights of Freshgrass, which Sue just mentioned, is that tribute set, which will come between the Indigo Girls and Flogging Molly. This year, Alison Brown is the ringleader of that effort, and she chose the Grateful Dead, which is all feels like it's always a band they're talking about doing a tribute to. And it's such magic, unrehearsed, unannounced. Headliners jump on stage because they just kind of can't contain themselves. It happened last year with Brandi Carlile. It happened the year prior with the Old Crow Medicine Show. They're waiting for their set backstage, and they grab an instrument and run out there. And it's those kind of moments that really make this festival, in my mind, like just the most, you know, the best weekend possible.
Roughly how many people are you expecting? Do you know?
Yeah, about 6,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
It's a good crowd.
That's a good crowd, yeah. I mean, is this something that can grow, or is this something that you're good at 6,000?
We'll keep growing, I think, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Keep going.
Why not?
Now, when it comes to these festivals, these multi-day festivals, you're getting pretty good at this.
We have done them before. It's not our first time out.
No. I assume you learn something every time.
Definitely. Absolutely. And, you know, like anything with live performance, it's always different. You never know what the next exciting moment is going to be the next surprise. And it might never happen again, but you're exactly right. You learn something every time. And we just keep tweaking things or finding, you know, the next sort of...
Less pizza, more dumplings. It's simple. Things like that. But it makes a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Less pizza, more dumplings. I want that to be my book. So what will be going on in the galleries while all this is happening outside?
Oh, my goodness. The big gallery is filled with Liz Glynn. She's a Boston-based artist whose work kind of looks at where our economy is and where it's going. Again, that's in Building 5, which is Massmoka's signature football field-length gallery. James Turrell is in the new building. Laurie Anderson has brand new work in the new building. What are other gallery highlights right now? Natasha Bowden has this really fantastic piece. It's inspired by two pieces of music by Nico Case and Hall & Oates. It's a work called Maneater. It's right outside the Hunter Center, which is where the award ceremony happens. And there's also this crazy thing going on in the main galleries. Taryn Seinman, who's a New York-based artist, she has an installation called A Cold Hole. And we literally took it's like a 2.5-story gallery. We shrunk it. It's about the size of this studio, so it's cozy. And
what a nice word of calling the studio cozy.
Well, and the gallery...
And all the adjectives that Ray Graff and I have come up for this studio, oddly enough, cozy has never been one of them.
And I don't think that's how anyone would describe the gallery that we insulated, sprayed cold water all over, froze. We have basically an ice box in the middle of our galleries right now. We cut a hole in the floor. It's 9 foot deep. We filled it with 42-degree water, and it's activated through performers who plunge into icy cold water that's the art installation.
Wow.
And so that will be happening all weekend long as well.
Man.
So right? You can come and jump into a
Now,
cold
who's
hole.
Jumping in the water?
Museum goers.
Okay. Oh, so it's the people who are coming to see. So they
volunteers.
May...
Yeah. There's a. It's a it's
volunteers. A... Yeah. Okay.
Could be Sue yeah. or I if things don't go.
Quick, go ahead. Somebody off the field.
As planned. Yeah. Hopeful. You know, musicians.
Well, here's a helpful hint. It helps sober people up. I bet.
Hey. Maybe that's what we'll learn from this year's festival.
That's
Joe.
Right. Just dunk them in the water.
Must have cold hole.
There you go.
The other thing about the galleries that I think is exciting during the festival is that we invite musicians to go in there and do pop-up performances too. So at a few moments each day, there'll be a local band or a Berkeley trio or something finding a gallery they like and playing music. So
Michael X, Ramblin' Jug Stompers.
Yes.
The Albany
good
area
friend
favorite.
Michael Egg, yeah.
Yes. He's coming.
So Excellent. Those guys will be there. And yeah. They always make some fun happen in the galleries.
So when you said Steep Canyon Rangers, you said late. How late are they? What time are they performing?
Are you going to quote me? What if things change?
No. I mean, like, what would be the...
No, around 10:30. 30.
Oh, that's late.
Yeah. Is that too late for you?
Yeah, that's too late.
Sorry.
Man, they're good.
They're so good.
So good.
Worth the wait. Oh,
absolutely.
So is everything that comes before them.
No, I know that. I know that. But I would want to stay. If I go, then I would want to stay to that. That's what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
No. You know, but I may be able to stay up that late.
You might.
Well, that's very good. It's not staying up that. I stay up that late every night. It's just the ride home. That's the...
It's tough. We might be able to help you out there too, Joe.
Right. Yeah. Joe, you're just going to sleep in the water tank. So this is a lot of fun. This is cool. It's fresh grass. It's 2018. My God, you've been doing this for 8 years. Can you imagine that? It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 14th through the 16th. It's all at Mass Mocha. You can find out more by going to their website, massmocha.org. They even have their own website just for the event. It's called freshgrass.com. Freshgrass.com. It'll tell you everything you need to know. People can still get tickets on the website. They can still plan for the website. They can figure out where they're going to stay.
Lots of tickets. It's going to be a sunshiny weekend. So plan for some fun.
It's only Tuesday, but hopefully. Well, that you're right. I think you're right.
I'm confident.
Okay, that's great. Well, I love that you're both here. Thank you very much for sharing with us. Sue Killam, Jody Joseph, have an awesome weekend. Have a great time.
Thanks.
Really,
we'll see
yourself.
You there.
Sure. massmocha.org or freshgrass.com. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.